On Sunday mornings, we have been looking at Jesus' seven I am statements from John's Gospel. And today we look at the penultimate one. Jesus declares, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And we'll see what he means by that today. So you are where you should be on Sunday mornings. I have a few announcements. Let me ask you to grab the pew pads and take a moment to register that you're here at the service of worship. Pass them along. I want a reminder that Lois Ann and I will be leading a tour of Israel, the Holy Land, come this November. If you would be interested, you'll find information about that downstairs. Also downstairs, you'll find the latest monthly newsletter from the church, and my pastor's column has some reflections on the last episode of Downton Abbey. I know some of you will be interested in that. Jim.
On behalf of the nominating committee, just wanted to give a brief update. So letters have gone out to the folks that are under consideration for an office for the upcoming couple of years. So if you have received a letter, please give prayerful consideration. We've given ample time for you to give a response. So please take the time you need. And for the rest of the congregation, the committee just asks for your continued prayers. Please help us as we look to God's direction for how the congregation will serve in our church. So please keep the candidates in your prayers and the nominating committee in your prayers, and we'll update you as things unfold. Thanks.
I would like to call your attention to, in the bulletin, opportunities to connect under small group ministry for the women in the church. Please mark your calendars for April the 30th at 10 a.m. We will have here at the church a mother-daughter brunch. It's a wonderful time to spend, it's one opportunity to spend time together with one another. There will be a sign-up downstairs. We simply ask you to give us an idea. We want an idea of how many women will be here that morning. And so if you could sign up downstairs, that would be great. Thanks.
One last thing I want to let you know, that this past Friday was a significant anniversary here at Fairview Evangelical Presbyterian Church. Friday marked the 20th anniversary that Linda has been our organist here at Fairview. Say amen, somebody. Glad to have you on the team, Linda. Let me turn it over to Jeff to get us started in our worship.
If you are able, please rise and join me in the call to worship as you'll find it in your bulletin. This is the feast of victory for our God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Worthy is Christ, the Lamb who was slain.
Worthy is Christ, the Lamb who was slain, whose blood set us free to be the people of God.
This is the feast of victory for our God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Worthy is Christ, the Lamb who was slain.
Power, riches, wisdom, and strength, and honor, and blessing, and glory are His.
This is the feast of victory for our God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Worthy is Christ, the Lamb who was slain.
Sing with all the people of God, and join in the hymn of all creation.
This is the feast of victory for our God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Worthy is Christ, the Lamb who was slain.
Blessing, honor, glory, and might be to God and the Lamb forever. Amen.
This is the feast of victory for our God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Worthy is Christ, the Lamb who was slain.
The Lamb who was slain has begun his reign. Hallelujah.
This is the feast of victory for our God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Worthy is Christ, the Lamb who was slain.
Let us worship the triune God.
O God, whose presence is veiled from our eyes, grant that when we do not recognize you, our hearts may burn within us, and that when feeling is lost, we may cling in faith to your word and the power of bread broken in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
As we stay standing, we'll join in singing hymn number 225, Worship Christ the Risen King.
Rise, O church, and lift your voices. Christ has conquered death and hell. Sing as all the earth rejoices, resurrection anthems swell. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the risen King. See the tomb where death had laid him, empty now its mouth declares. Death and I could not contain him, for the throne of life he shares. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the risen King. Hear the earth protest and tremble, see the stone removed with power. All hell's minions may assemble, but cannot withstand his arm. He has conquered, he has conquered, Christ the Lord, the risen King. Doubt may lift its head to murmur, scoffers mock and sinners jeer. But the truth proclaims a wonder, thoughtful hearts receive with cheer. He is risen, he is risen, now receive the risen King. We acclaim your life, O Jesus, now we sing your victory. Sin or hell may sink and seize us, but your conquest keeps us free. Stand in triumph, worship Christ the risen King.
Let us join together in love and with one heart and one voice profess the faith of the church at all times and in all places. Please join me in reading the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, begotten from the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of the same essence as the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. He became incarnate by the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made human. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. The third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again with glory to judge the living and the dead. His kingdom will never end. And we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life. He proceeds from the Father and the Son, and with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified. He spoke through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We affirm one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look forward to the resurrection of the dead and to the life in the world to come. Amen.
Amen.
You to give to the work of Christ through the leadership and ministry of Fairview Evangelical Presbyterian Church at this time. Please join me in the prayer of dedication that is printed in your program. Let us pray. Good Shepherd, you spread a table before us. We offer you our gifts, signs of your gracious love, and tokens of our grateful hearts. Nourish us at the feast of the Lamb, that we may proclaim to all the world your triumphant love in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated. Let me invite the young disciples to come on forward for the special time for them. Come on down.
Good morning, everybody. Oh, come on. Good morning.
Good morning.
Say good morning. Good deal. All right, look at my picture this morning. All right. Hi, Lila. We have a picture of somebody at the shore, at the beach. Have you ever been to the beach and played in the sand? All right. So, have you ever been so excited about something you can't stop thinking about it? Do you know what the Bible says? The Bible says God can't stop thinking about you. If you tried to count how many times he thinks of you, you couldn't. It's more than all the grains of sand on the seashore. And every single thought God has about you is always only about how he can do good for you. all day and all night. He is thinking of ways to bless you, encourage you, strengthen you, help you. With such a loving Heavenly Father, why ever would you be afraid? Psalm 139, verses 17 and 18 says, "How precious are your thoughts about me, O God. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand." Let's pray. O Father, how thankful we are that you love us and that you care for us. And how thankful we are that every single thought you have about us is always only about how you can do good for us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you. Sweet girl.
Our lesson from Scripture today is from John 14, verses 1 through 6. Let us listen to the word of the living God. "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that there where I am you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you're going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." This is the reading of God's holy word.
Thanks be to God.